The Whispering Fog. In the small, forgotten town of Stillwater, nestled deep in a forest valley, people whispered of a peculiar phenomenon. Each year, as autumn gave way to winter, a strange, sentient fog crept into town. The locals called it the Whispering Fog, for it carried with it faint voices, murmuring secrets no one dared to repeat. Maggie Thompson had lived in Stillwater all her life. At 17, she was restless, yearning to escape the town's oppressive silence and its peculiar traditions. Every year, during the fog's arrival, people locked their doors, drew their curtains, and refused to go outside after sunset. But Maggie, ever the skeptic, was determined to prove the stories wrong. "It's just mist," she told her younger brother, Sam, who trembled as the first wisps of gray seeped into the valley that November evening. "Fog can't whisper. It's just the wind playing tricks." But even as she said it, Maggie couldn't shake the chill creeping up her spine. That night, as her family huddled by the fireplace, Maggie slipped outside. The air was thick and cold, the fog clinging to her like a damp veil. She wandered the streets, flashlight in hand, daring the mist to show its alleged power. For a while, there was nothing but silence, the muted crunch of her boots on the frosty ground. Then she heard it. A faint whisper, carried on the breeze, brushing past her ear. She spun around, the flashlight's beam slicing through the fog, but nothing moved. The whispers grew louder, overlapping like a chorus of lost souls. "Who's there?" Maggie demanded, her voice trembling. The whispers coalesced, forming words that sent a shiver down her spine. "Maggie, come closer." Her heart pounded. Rationality warred with fear, but curiosity won. She followed the whispers to the edge of town, where the forest loomed like a wall of shadows. The fog was thicker here, swirling unnaturally. And then she saw it, a hooded figure standing just beyond the treeline. Its face was obscured, but its presence was palpable. "Who are you?" Maggie asked, her voice barely audible. The figure raised a hand, beckoning her closer. Against every instinct, she stepped forward. The whispers grew deafening, and the ground beneath her feet seemed to vanish. The world tilted, and suddenly, she was falling into a vortex of fog and shadows. When Maggie woke, she was lying in her bed, the morning light streaming through her window. For a moment, she thought it had been a dream, until she noticed the patch of fog coiled under her bed, whispering her name. She never spoke of that night, but she was never the same. Each year, as the whispering fog returned, she locked her doors, drew her curtains, and prayed it would pass her by. But the whispers always found her.